priority or special information to be put forth on this frequency at this time? Having heard none, this is the WB, the MMR repeater, 145.23. We do have an information net at times, a rag tune net, if you will. And this evening, it looks like it's going to be more of the rag tune. So this is KD8OOT, Doug, in Hilliard, and I will go forward with the net this evening. Are there any check-ins? Any check-ins? Come now.
NATFC Terry.
Come again with your call.
Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Golf Papa Tom.
At FTP, I got you. Any other check-ins? It's going to be a thin crowd and a short net. Thing I've been thinking about this evening, tried to come up with the spontaneous topic for the evening. What projects did you have in mind for the year that you have not accomplished? What radio affiliated projects did you not accomplish for the year? So very short list, but I'll go with NATSC. Terry, come in.
Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it. KD8OT, NATSC. I guess the project I really wanted to get done that I did not get done was I wanted to get a 80-meter dipole up running from north or southwest to northeast, and see how that affected propagation. Greg said that would work a little bit better on trying to hit areas like England, but did not happen this year. So hopefully that will happen in the spring. I also have a 20-meter dipole I wanted to get up, and did not get that up this year. So that is already made and ready to go, just have to get it in the air. But did not get that up. But that was the two main projects I wanted to get done that I did not get done. And with that, I'll turn it back to net control. Doug, thanks for taking the net. KDOOTNATFC.
Hey, Terry. Yeah, I'm not too far behind you on that. Different projects, you know, the family involvement and friend involvement, and I've mentored a couple of fellows. Workmate is up in Fredericktown. Been working with him. He just got his technician, so spreading myself thin, trying to do it all, don't get it all done. I understand that. So going on then with Jay, N8YMT. Come on in, Jay. What projects did you have you did not go quite did get done?
Doug, NAOIMT. All my projects never got done because it just seems that every time I'd have a project, somebody else had a project they needed help with. And now I've gained another project that I got to work on that I probably won't get around to my own. I've got a HF multi-band that I wanted to get up. I wanted to change my dual band antenna. I wanted to arrange my desk and redo it, put my new HF radio on the air, and haven't had time. And it just seems to go. So maybe next year, as they say, better luck next time. NAOIMT.
Okay, Jay. I assume you're up on the highway. Should be safe with that. And, yeah, oh my goodness. Shoulda, woulda, coulda. Oh, I had a neighbor that's long gone, and he was from Buffalo, and he was married to one of three daughters. And he had, I forget if he had shoulda, woulda, coulda, but that was his motto. Yeah, there's all kinds of things that might have been done but didn't get there. All right, and going on to John, KE8FTP, you're up.
Actually, correction, it's Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot, Golf Papa, Tom, Tango, Oscar, Mike. As far as, I have two projects. Terry's been on me to get done, and my apologies to him. I need to really get on that. We're running out of above 30-degree days, but I made a 2-meter J-pole over the summer, and then our Yagi that we built as a group project at one time. I need to get those up in the air. And I mentioned last week, I believe, that with the weather turning bad, I was thinking about maybe studying up and trying to take the general test maybe January, February time frame, but family constraints and requirements, I guess we'll have to wait and see and work when we can. Back to net control.
Okay, John, thank you. I tried Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Golf Papa.
Yes, sir, you are correct.
I have corrected my list. Yeah, there's just, you know, I'm retired. And you think, well, when I get retired, I'll have time to do everything I've always wanted. And it seems like with that time restraint implodes because family and friends and hobbies immediately consume more time than they ever have before. And it's, oh my goodness, where did the day go? I'm enjoying it. I have no complaints, but yeah, it's a good time. All right, with that, we're at the bottom of the short list. 145.23, KD8MMR repeater. We have a net most every Thursday evening at 8:30 p.m. on this frequency. Looking for additional check-ins. Looking for check-ins now. Come in. Having heard none, this might be a record short net, but you'll have that. It is getting close to Thanksgiving. I noticed on the calendar of the website that Thanksgiving week is blank, not looking for a net NCO. I'm not sure what's going to happen next week. I guess it might be a mystery at this point. But I guess we'll go back to the top of the list. Terry, open thoughts. Terry, what's on your mind? What would you like? NATFC, KD8OOT.
KD8OOT, NATFC. Yeah, Doug, I don't know. I guess as far as that's next week, I think we all pretty much decided that since it is Thanksgiving, that we would put off the net until the following week. But, let's see. Tom, I have some interesting changes to that J-pole before we put it up there. I think you'll like, I'll send you some of my sketches and stuff. And if anybody would like to kind of find out for themselves how each part affects the inductance, capacitance, and overall resistance of a J-pole, I have built a completely adjustable J-pole. You adjust the length of the radiator, the matching stub, and the spacing between, as well as the feed point. If anybody would like to borrow that and play with it and see how each piece affects the overall performance of the antenna, you're more than welcome to borrow that. The analyzer, play with it for a while and see what you think. But it's good to hear the guys in here that are in here, Jay and Doug and Tom. And look forward to seeing everybody next week. Well, no, not next week, the following week. I guess it'll be the 30th. All right, with that, I will turn it back to Deck Control 73, everybody. K-D-8-O-G, N-A-T-S-C.
All right, sir. N-A-T-S-C, K-D-8-O-O-T. Do you have a hum in the... I had a faux fall there, but anyway, KD8OT on the WB to MMR repeater, changed radios, changed modes, hope I'm doing better now. I had Terry with a redesign on a J-pole, and interesting to find out if that works better. I'm sure Dave, KD8OCT, will post an update design on the website if you would so elect. So moving right on then to Jay, N8YMT. Jay, second time around. Go for it.
N8YMT, I don't know how well I'm making it. I'm on the far east side in a bad article. I'll just say 73 is everybody, and I might hop back in there when I get better reception. N8YMT.
Okay, Jay, and be safe out there on the wheels, man. I was out there earlier in the day, and oh my goodness, I travel with a dash cam, and I have, if you will, the videos and bloopers and whatnot. I save the bloopers of my travels around Central Ohio off of the dash cam, and I got some doozies. There's some truly amazing people out there behind the wheel. Go on to John, KE8FGP. John, second time around. Come in.
KE8FGP. Yeah, definitely, Terry. If you get some plans for that J-Pole, shoot them over to me, email me, and I'd like to take a look at that and take you up on that offer one of these days. We do need to get it up in the air and get something flowing through it. It's just leaning in my garage right now. That's been all I had, so 73s, everyone.
KFC with an announcement. Everyone here, but Tom probably knows it, but Jay has the 444.100 machine back up and on the air. It is doing fairly well. It is, I believe, running a fusion repeater, so you can do digital D4 FM, I think it is, or analog FM. So that's up, and heard a few conversations on it, and just to let everyone know that stuff is running and available for use again. With that, I'll turn it back to next control. KD8OGNATS. Thank you. sucks, so, has anybody else got anything for the net tonight? Any late check-ins? Anybody else want to check in for that?
ADAWQU Paul checking in late.
Ah, good to hear you in there, Paul. KDWQU NATFC. Doug was running the net there. We kind of lost him in there somewhere. We take a quick standby and see if he's still there. Hey, hearing nothing. All the subject tonight was what radio-related project did you want to get done this year that you have not got done? If you want to just go ahead and give us your take on that.
KDAWQU on the west side of Columbus here. Thank you, Terry. I will. I set up an off-center fed dipole, and it's out there languishing. I've paid no attention to it. I know what I need to do. I need to get the ends a minimum 10 feet off the ground. 20 would be better, and I've done nothing about it. I've got all the material to do it, but I've procrastinated it, and that. I'd like to get my... I have a 3 or 4 band off center fed dipole that I need to get finished.
All right, boy, yeah, well, I'm pretty much in the same boat. I've got a 20-meter dipole here, all built, ready to go. Got the poles to put it up with, but just did not get it up. Although, I may yet get that if we have a a little warmer temperature. I think we may get a few more warm days yet. But know what you mean with that. Doug is net control for this evening, KD8OOT, and we'll take a quick standby here and see if he's back on the air. Are there any more late check-ins? I would like to thank everybody who checked into this evening. KD8OOT, N8YMT, KD8FTP, and KD8WQU. I would like to thank KC8, KDR Lester would be our talker here at Dustin. That's great. KD8MCS Roger, W8NDA Grant, and K8JMP. Yeah, and KD8WQU for the use of the 14523 repeater. Our club's website can be viewed at www.swchrc.org. Our email address is swchrc@gmail.com. If there are no more check-ins or information, I will close the net at 9 o'clock p.m. and return the repeater back to disuse. 5.23 repeater at 9:01 p.m. 73, everybody.